is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do you have a family member that does something especially gross? Brett joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Brett?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good
morning.
Hey, so I was, my brother, he grows his pinky nails on each finger about a half inch long to get the earwax out of his ears.
Ah. That's what he's telling you it's for?
So yeah, I've actually sat at the dinner table with him, and we're trying to eat, and he does it, and then he picks his nose, and then he showers maybe once a week, and he turns his underwears inside out.
Huh. I mean, the whole thing with the pinky nail is that
it's
a coke nail, right? Yeah. But, like, who actually does so much cocaine that they just have to have a nail handy for it at all times?
I mean, I feel like maybe in the 80s.
Yeah, but, I mean, even back in the 80s, like, you don't have a key or something, or, like, the corner of a credit card or something? Like, do you need to make it so obvious?
What you're doing?
Yeah.
Something?
That's the funny thing, guys, is that every time we're out somewhere, that's exactly what everybody says it is, and people make comments about it and stuff, and they actually see him picking his nose. Or
Man.
All right.
It's actually a fishing expedition. All right. Thanks for the call,
that's
man.
That's so gross.
Right, guys,
yeah.
See
ya. One shower a week. That's.
I just don't know how you can, like, handle that.
Got one better for you. This one coming in on our text line at 73100. My father-in-law never changes his clothes. When he does, it's because he took his monthly bath. Also likes to roam around in his John Deere underwear and sit in front of their pellet stove heater. Oh. Makes the house smell like rotten ass. Also, flirts with everything that breathes, usually in front of my mother-in-law. Crude, farts everywhere, has an obsession with telling everyone at the dinner table that if he eats this, he's going to have a good turd. Just a disgusting person. So the reason why we're talking about this today
is so gross.
I have a three-year-old, and she's too young to be embarrassed by this, as well she should be. I mean, she just turned three less than 2 months ago. But she has this thing now where she'll pick her nose and then hand me the booger.
Oh, no.
She's like, here, Dada. I'm like, what? I don't want that. And she's like, no, here. And I feel bad, so I take it. And then I flick it. What am I supposed to do with it?
We'll get a tissue. Yeah,
I mean, you'd think, but I mean, there's a lot of boogers, man.
I mean, I don't know, man. You hold on to that, man.
Yeah, just amass them all into one giant booger and then give them back to her when she's 18.
I feel like she's going to put them on the wall.
Yeah. I can't just leave them to her own devices.
No.
Like, it's better that I take them and like dispose of them in the trash or something. Ruby on Twitter, at Dave Mahoney, said, my husband blows his nose in the shower and leaves the nasty, bloody booger stuck on the wall.
It's okay to... I don't have any problem with if you are, you know, urinating in your own shower or blowing your nose in your own shower, just so long as the water is going on. It can't stay on the wall.
Yeah.
Like the hair, you know, like
the,
whatever. That's one thing. But like if you're
going
to blow a snot rocket, because I get it. When you're in the shower, it kind of opens all your sinuses.
That's your
up.
Opportunity to get rid of all of the junk for the day.
Clear it out, But you can't go at
can't
the
leave
wall.
It. Yeah, you can't leave it.
Because that'll turn into slime. Stop it.
It's better than the big hair clump, though, whenever you, like, go down to the drain and it looks like you just scalp Chewbacca.
It's disgusting.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's why I do the wall art.
I had to.
But you throw your hair against the wall?
When I'm showering?
And you leave it there?
No, I don't leave it there. Okay. But it's better than it going down the drain. Yeah.
What you don't want to have to do, I had to do this not too long ago because my drain in my in master bathroom, it got clogged.
Yeah.
So like my
it was mine. Oh, yours,
I think it was like beard clippings and whatever else, who knows. But it got clogged, and so the only way to like unclog it is to use a plunger. Like
it was that clogged?
Really?
You couldn't just
like
use
it
like Drano on it or something?
I mean, I could have, but like I don't like throwing chemicals down into the in there. So you know, you could use a plunger to unclog a drain, you know, sink in the bathroom. And I did it, but like...
Tell me it splashed back in your face.
No, it didn't. It's but like as you get the suction and it starts to like pull stuff up from the pipes in there. And
you start
it's
to
just
see
like,
what's really
you're
in
like,
there.
Oh my God, I'm a monster.
I'm disgusting.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like chunks of like brown. I'm like, what is all of
Why
this?
Why is it brown?
Yeah,
I get it's been in a pipe that's, you know...
It's
But still, I'm so unhealthy.
Do the other pipes look like this?
I need to go to the doctor.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What is something disgusting that one of your family members does? Like, it's one thing when you're dating somebody because you can break up with them. I mean, sure. Even if you're married, like, you can have, like, a point where you're like, that's it. Mm-hmm. But you can't break up with your family, right?
Yeah, that's what you think.
I mean, as you get older, I suppose.
Cut them out.
This is probably going to come back to haunt Richard because his son, still very young. He's cute. He's probably looks like 4 or 5 years old. He said, my son pukes if he smells his own poo.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh,
he posted a picture of him on the toilet. Like,
oh.
Oh,
no.
Robin said, my kids will come up, sit on my lap and fart and then take off running. How about the old streaks in the toilet? Jennifer said, a family member I know leaves poop streaks in the toilet all the time.
I mean, if you've got, if you keep a, brush in there, yeah.
Use the brush.
Use the brush.
Use the brush. Yeah. Just a quick little, pass around.
Little, you know.
Yeah, because there's the
once around.
Yeah, there's no harm, no foul for that happening to you. Like, it happens all the time,
it's,
right?
It's natural. Yeah, that's why those things exist.
But you having to do that for somebody else, even if you love them deeply,
yeah.
That's taking it too far. Warren, my grandfather used to bring home a gallon of milk, sit it next to the heater, leave it for a week, and then eat the curdled milk. Like, just buy cottage cheese, yeah. Man. Like, what's wrong with you?
Oh.
Ugh.
Why would you do that? I mean, I know it's the same thing, right? Kind of?
Not really, though. I mean, it seems so...
spoiled, yeah. Like the curdled milk.
Yeah, like bad.
We just got a text message here, Dave, 73100. You should never use a plunger on a sink drain. Most homes have plastic piping under the sinks, and the pressure created by a plunger can cause pipe separation at the joints, usually creates small leaks that go unnoticed for a while.
All right.
That's disgusting.
My grandfather used to eat cold mashed potato sandwiches with ketchup.
That doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes, always. I mean, it's just potatoes.
Ashley, my son eats food off the floor. Doesn't matter where we are. Most of the time, I can stop it before it hits his mouth. But sometimes, I'm just not fast enough. Just put periods in between each one of those.
I mean, like, is it just the animal instinct in us that, like, when we are young, that we'll just, like, you know, go for whatever? We don't think about the germs. You don't think about, like, the lint that just got rolled onto the orange slice that you dropped. I mean, we are just truly animals.
Yeah. My significant other chews so loud. It's like nails on a chalkboard to me. Charity said my mom, she's a smoker. Elizabeth said we had a communal laundry hamper in the bathroom in our house when we were younger. And my sister used to put her damp or soaking wet clothes in the hamper everyone else's laundry. So laundry day would come around and my mom would get so mad because the dirty laundry in the bathroom would reek of moisture, moldy, dirty clothes. Yeah. And she'd have to throw stuff out a lot of times. I go to my sister's house, and I swear, it's still a thing she does up to this day.
Nah, man. Nah. You can't, like, that's why you still can't leave stuff like damp stuff in the washer too long, you know? It's like, it needs to go from the washer straight into the dryer.
Roseanne said, my daughter just likes to go into the hamper and wear her dirty clothes. It's just gross. She has plenty of clean clothes.
I mean, maybe she's just, you know, wants to wear her favorite clothes.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I used to think that I had to wash a pair of jeans every time I wore them.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they pass the smell test, they're clean.
They're fine.
Yeah, like
you
who cares?
You can go a week without washing jeans.
Like, if I didn't think that anyone in this room would notice, I'd wear the same pair of jeans every day. Like,
Three months.
If they're comfy jeans, I'm just like, I'm wearing them.
Nobody notices your jeans.
Does anyone notice jeans?
No.
Sylvia?
No.
As a girl, no, you don't notice?
The only ones I notice about Sylvia are the ones that she's got the giant knee holes in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just because it's her.
They didn't used to be there.
Winter time and your knees are.
The only thing
out.
Knobby ass knees are poking out.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. They're not cold.
Another text. This one is gross and somewhat impressive. At 73100, my son bites his toenails on my bed and spits them into the air.
Oh God!
Just being able to have teeth that sharp and legs that flexible.
Yeah, you are bendy, man.
I feel like you're gonna crack a tooth biting your toenails. Ugh. Like you really gotta gnaw through those things, man. Do you guys have, like, the big toenail clippers as opposed to, like, the regular small ones for your fingernails?
I use the same ones.
I use the same ones.
I have,
more
like,
nimble.
Industrial size, like, big ass.
See, I do.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I feel like those are
they're like specifically toenail
you
clippers.
Can't, you can't contour as well with
those. I don't
those.
Need a contour. They don't need to be pretty.
Do you file them?
What?
Do you file them, your toenails?
What, do you got some jagged ass, like, no, sharp? Like, you got,
what are you
like,
guys talking about?
I'm not, a point?
I'm not a werewolf. Like, it's not that hard to cut them.
Just got
like,
stiletto
Jesus,
toenails.
You guys.
Full moon, Dave.
Come on.
Got a silver bullet.
X107.5.
Talking about Coors. Is that, would a Coors kill a werewolf?
Four of them.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I like how we ask the grossest thing that your family members do, and somehow people are taking an opportunity to just admit to the gross stuff they do.
I know.
My hash brown slid to the floor of my truck yesterday. I got out, picked it up, added ketchup, continued to eat them.
Oh, I think the floorboard of your truck is probably worse than the ground at your house.
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to think that you're walking around in your work boots, you know, not just on work sites, but also in bathrooms.
Just walking out of just even,
germ city.
Parking lots. Like, imagine licking a parking lot.
Oh, God. Ugh. How much money would it take?
I mean, which parking lot?
One in front of, any
There's
random...
a difference.
Like fast food restaurant.
Because like there's a difference between like a Target parking lot and a Walmart parking lot.
Like if you would lick the parking lot outside the station.
Oh, yeah. There's not that much traffic out there. But like outside of like a McDonald's in like a dicey part of town.
Yeah.
$1,000.
No way.
You wouldn't do it for $1,000? Nope. Just one lick?
Nope.
Think about all the terrible places your tongue has been.
Not that terrible.
Yeah, right.
Not that terrible.
Isn't that where you met her?
Nope.
I have a cousin that used to eat Vaseline out of the jar.
Oh.
No spoon, just fistfuls of that sweet, sweet petroleum product.
That can't be healthy, right?
No, like that.
Like that's got to be actively bad for you.
Like it's going to do something to your stomach, like digestive problems.
Like even if, like I stopped using Blistex because it was just too...
Vaseline-y?
Yeah, and just like occasionally it would get in your mouth and you're... Yeah.
Andy said, back at the old job, one of my old managers used to go to the bathroom first thing in the morning when he would arrive at work, never flush the damn toilet, and then he would proceed to try to shake everyone's hand. I always used to give him the old elbow dab instead.
Nah, man.
One of the bosses around these parts back in the day didn't used to wash his hands after using the restroom.
And when people were in there.
Yeah,
like,
hey, man, I see you.
Like, what are you doing? Wash your hands. It takes 2 seconds.
And flush the toilet.
Yeah. Oh. People, is there a problem with people not flushing the toilets around here?
I saw someone.
Oh, no.
I don't know like who it was, but like
somebody
I,
pooped and left it?
I didn't, it wasn't poop.
Oh.
Number
it was
one?
Just, it was pee-pee.
Oh, well, still.
But still.
Nah,
flush
man.
The toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flush it.
Yeah.
I recently moved to a new home and had to move my daughter and her husband's things here also. The computer table my son-in-law used was covered in boogers.
Oh.
Like, it's one thing when it's a little kid. It's another thing when it's a grown-ass man.
Get a tissue, man.
This topic this morning, you
Too
know,
much?
Like, sometimes when we're talking about food, you get hungry.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, I can't wait to go eat. Now, this is just making me kind of ill today. Just like, whoa, God, there's so
gaggy.
Many. People are so gross.
Maggie said, I understand this is not as gross as some of these, but my guy sucks his teeth, and the sound grosses me out every single time.
How do you suck your teeth?
I think...
Trying. Can't do it.
She said, I, on the other hand, am a perfect princess, and I don't do anything gross. Just don't ask him. And finally, Joe said, one of my family members likes to put his hand in his pants and proceeds to fart and then smells his hand.
Oh, my. That's how you get pink eye, man.
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Is there a petroleum leak? What is that?
Oh, my God.
Not cool. Sulfur, man.
Dave and Mahoney.